Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Mashiach kum choyn bald. Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Mashiach kum choyn bald. As is bitter auf dem Herzen macht men alle Chaim, und as der Umet lost nit ruhen, singen mir a Lied. Es ist nicht okay, ein bisschen Maschke muss man trinken, Maim, Maim, Chaim, ist doch Chai, was darf denn noch der Jid? Ay, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Mashiach kum choyn bald. Ay, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Mashiach kum choyn bald. Ay, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Mashiach kum choyn bald. Ay, Zolshoyn kum di geule, Zolshoyn kum di geule.
The Pale of Settlement in Eastern Europe. The life of the shtetl was one of the poorest and richest epochs in Jewish history. In material things, they were poverty-stricken, but they built a kingdom of the spirit from which today we still derive our riches and our strength. No one succeeded in capturing that period as well as Shalom Aleichem, and we are fortunate to have with us this afternoon his granddaughter, a writer in her own right, Bel Kaufman.
Shalom Aleichem. Mine is the easiest accomplishment here tonight. All I had to do was get born to Shalom Aleichem's daughter. God hates the poor man, said Shalom Aleichem. The proof is, if he didn't, he wouldn't make him poor. Shalom Aleichem loved and understood the poor man. And he understood, too, his need for laughter. Laughter through tears, Jewish laughter. Turning tables on tragedy, losing everything but winning the argument. He describes a character who is blind in one eye, myopic on the other, too poor to buy eyeglasses, who wears only the frames without any lenses. When asked why, he replies, "It's better than nothing." You're laughing. You may as well laugh, said Shalom Aleichem. Even if you don't see the joke, laugh on credit. You may see the joke later. And if not, you're that much to the good. His personal life was full of tragedy, and yet, till the very end, he wrote laughter for others. From his first literary effort at the age of 14, when he compiled a glossary of his stepmother's curses, in which he arranged alphabetically all the juicy curses she lavished upon him, to his last joke on his deathbed, when he asked the guard of honor of Yiddish writers around him to whom to convey their greetings in the next world. He knew that the best humor stems from character. There's something eminently sensible about a man who says, "It's better to be healthy 1 week than sick for 2 years." Sometimes a character gets carried away by his own eloquence. "You rogue, you thief, you liar, you swindler, I'm just as honest as you are." Sometimes the humor is gently philosophical. I quote, "That's life, but don't worry." But always, always the humor is compassionate. There's no malice or rancor in it. It's hard to be a Jew. It always was. I was once asked by a Jewish organization to address them on this topic, how the Jew in modern society copes with the problems that confront him. I gave it much serious thought, and I arrived at a conclusion. This is what I said. The Jew in modern society copes with the problems that confront him. Yes, we are copers. We know how to extract humor from adversity. To quote Shalom Aleichem, even to be unlucky, you've got to have luck. There is a kind of resilient resignation in this, a humor of inverted logic, as in the man who claims that his rabbi converses daily with God. How do you know, he's asked? My rabbi told me. Maybe your rabbi is lying. Idiot. Would a man who converses daily with God lie? My favorite is the story about the Jew who promises Rothschild the secret of eternal life for 300 rubles. What is the secret of eternal life? Move to my shtetl, says the Jew. In the history of our town, no millionaire ever died there. It's a far cry from the shtetl to the Mark Hellinger Theater. But not really, because here you are, eloquent by your presence. You are the non-dropouts. You are your brother's keepers and your sisters and their children's. Especially now in these dark and difficult days for us, I think it's necessary to be able to laugh, even if it's only on credit. Because, as Shalom Aleichem said, you've got to stay alive even if it kills you. And we Jews have done just that. We have stayed alive even though they killed us. We are indestructible. The proof is in your laughter, and I thank you for it.
Yes, we've all learned to laugh at ourselves. The shtetl has taught us that. Because we are a people who know how to laugh, even in the midst of adversity, perhaps especially then. We also always know to shed a tear, even at the height of our chief joy. And the shtetl has taught us that, too. Misha Alexandrovich, a recent emigrant from the Soviet Union, embodies in his fine voice all the nuances of the shtetl, all the nuances of our past and our present. Yes, we are all children of the shtetl. Mishinka?
Spielge mir a Liedele in Yiddish, der wecken soll es Freude und nicht kein Chiddisch. Als alle groß und klein sollen können es verstehen, von Mäuel zu Mäuel das Liedele soll gehen. A Liedele von 17 und Tränen, Spieler so ja alle sollen hören. Als alle sollen sehen, ich leb und singen kann. Schöner noch und besser wie gewähnt. Spiel, spiel, Klezmer, spiel, weißt doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liedele von mir, spiel ein Igel mit Herz und mit Gefühl. Wir singen das Liedele zusammen, wie gute Freund, wie Kinder von Imamen. Mein einziger Verlang soll klingen frei und frank. In allem ist Gesang, mein Gesang. Spiel, spiel, Klezmer, spiel, weißt doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liedele vor mir, spiel ein Igel mit schwarzen mir gefiel. Spielsche mir ein Liedl wegen Scholle, solche seiner Scholle nicht geholle. Als Völker groß und klein, so können sie verstehen. Und kriegen und Milchhobe sich begehen. Spiel, Spiel, Klösner, Spiel, weiß doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel, 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 Liedle vor mir, Spiel, Niegendl. Mit Herz ohne Mitgefühl.
Now here's Herschel Bernardi in a dramatic monologue by Murray Shisgall. A humble request.
Good afternoon. I think it's only proper to open by expressing my gratitude and appreciation to the officials of the UJA, and my deep gratitude and appreciation to the producer, to the director, to the entire staff for giving me this opportunity to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you. Well, the truth is, until this morning, it was in great doubt whether I'd speak to you at all. But after hours of questions and answers and debating back and forth and a shameless exhibition on my part, if you'll pardon the expression, I finally... wait a minute, excuse me. Between the two of us, in my wildest imaginations, I never dreamed I'd have the opportunity, or they would agree, to allow me the opportunity to speak before a group such as yourself. Never. So this is what I want to say to you directly and face to face. Hoi. When I talk to you about what's going on in Israel today, when I talk to you about the feelings of an American Jew at this crucial point in history, my body wants to appear in your presence like a Jew. A Jew, maybe I saw somewhere or I imagined, but a Jew nonetheless. Isn't that peculiar? My body, my voice, and my head. Oh yes, my head too. At this moment in my head, I'm singing Hebrew songs and Hebrew prayers. And the most amazing thing of that all, the most phenomenal thing is I don't understand a word of Hebrew. In all seriousness, you have to understand that this is an occasion for me, really. And I mean, a great occasion to speak directly to you, face to face, an audience made up of Jews who have worked tirelessly for Judaism, Jews who have never forgotten their Judaism, Jews who are as different from me as day is from night. I must confess, I've not been a good Jew. There are many reasons and there's many explanations, but I won't bore you with all the boring details. The truth is, I had to make a living. The truth is, I had a work to do. I was married at a young age. I had children at a young age, and it's not easy to raise a family in this city, as you know. And I just didn't have the time. I'm telling you, that's the truth. I just didn't have any time for politics and going to meetings and demonstrations and all that business. But I was interested. I was interested, always interested and concerned. Especially concerned, that's the word. Wait a minute. What am I saying? I'm not a professional speaker, and the lights up here, and all of you sitting out there like a judge, like a jury. I only want to say something very simple to you, face to face. without gilding the lily, you cannot possibly imagine my feelings when this last war broke out in Israel. You cannot possibly imagine my feelings when Israel was attacked on Yom Kippur. Those feelings that I had, to know that the horror of knowing that practically the entire world seemed to think and want only one thing, and that was the end of Israel, the annihilation of the state of Israel. I need the existence of Israel as I need the existence of my own life. I have a request to make of you. A simple, humble request. I know a grown man shouldn't make a fool of himself in public, and I swore to my wife, Sylvia, that I'd be circumspect and I'd act proper, and she's probably sitting there squirming in her seat from embarrassment. Don't worry, Sylvia. It's all right. We're among friends. They understand what is past. They understand. My request is that you allow me to make myself available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as a Jew, as an American, Eretz Yisrael must live. You must allow me to contribute my services. This I ask you in all humility. Don't be angry with me, please. Perhaps a Jew is one who cries so quietly for the history of his people that it takes him a generation to hear his own heart breaking. Anyway, don't be angry and don't be bitter at me. There is no time. There is no time. Eretz Yisrael must live. May God Almighty in his infinite wisdom bless each and every one of you.
And all of us are beings endowed with a memory. That is sometimes our curse. It is also at all times our blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lee J. Cobb.
With what shall I bless him? With what shall this boy be blessed? Asked the angel. And he blessed him with a radiant smile. And he blessed him with big, observing eyes to capture all the sights of flowers and birds. And he blessed him with a heart that is sensitive to all sights. With what shall I bless him? With what shall this youth be blessed? Asked the angel. And he blessed him with feet to dance no end, and a soul to absorb all melody, and a hand to gather shells upon the shore, and an ear that is tuned to young and old. With what shall I bless him? With what shall this young man be blessed? Asked the angel. And he blessed him with hands that are tender to flowers, which also master the power of armor. Blessed him with feet to cover all mountains and with lips to sing the rhythm of command. Now the angel says, I gave him all that one can. I gave him a song and a smile and feet to dance and a sensitive hand and a tender heart. With what shall I bless him still? The lover replies, God, oh God, if you only blessed him with life.
A song which says, despite all enemies, despite all detractors, the people of Israel lives, I shall follow my star, and it shall lead me to the land where my hopes and dreams draw me. And then I'll prove to all and sundry that the people of Israel lives. What it means is that we can't be deterred, not by adversity, not by terror, not by threats from our enemies or desertion from our friends, not by blackmail, not by oil, by nothing. That's what that means.
Це лохис, але сонім ломір франкун фрай. Ломір зінген мітка воне унзер літл хай. Хай, хай, зонзе кенін дреда райн. Хай, хай, фрейла зол бай ідн зайн. А в це лохис, але сонім ам Ісраел хай. Хай, хай, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Hai, hai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Zeloch es alle Sonnen am Israel hai. Unser schöner weißer Stern scheint uns wunderfrei. Soll man wissen, soll man hören, wie wir singen hai, hai. Hai, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Hai, hai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Zeloch es alle Sonnen am Israel. Hai, 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 soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Hai, hai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Zeloch es alle Sonnen am Israel. Hai. Wir wollen überleben, als ist doch gedei. Und kein Eretz, wo wir streben, kommen sei wie sei. Hai, hai, sonse gehen Dreda rein. Hai, hai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Abzupicke, wenn die Fonies am Israel. Hai, hai. Hai, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Hai, hai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Abzupicken, wenn die Fonies am Israel. Hai.